This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law, address on file of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Danielle Brennan, please note the following medical letter, period. Danielle is D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. Last name is B-R-E-N-N-A-N. On February 22nd, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I took the history directly from the patient, period. A physical examination was not performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 35-year-old female, height 5 foot 2 inches tall, weight 105 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 21st, 2019, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was going through a four-way intersection when the other vehicle ran a flashing red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's rear side, period. The vehicle was totaled, period. The patient's left side hit the driver's door, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury, period. The next day, she had bad pain in her neck, comma, headaches, comma, and radiating pain down her left arm to her shoulder, period. New paragraph. Present day, despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing neck pain that radiates to her left shoulder, period. She is aware that she has diminished range of motion in her neck as well as diminished strength, period. Her headaches have since improved, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is burning and sharp in nature and radiates to the left shoulder, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. She was told that she has a bulging disc, period. She was also told that there was a clot on the vertebra, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that the next day she called her family doctor, and the soonest she could get in was approximately 2 days later, period. She ultimately had a CAT scan and MRI of her neck. She was put on medications, including muscle relaxer, period. She was unable to get physical therapy because she had to attend to her 5 children, period. She followed up with her family doctor several times. He was treated with medication, period. She was referred to a pain clinic but really did not want to get on addictive pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. Yard work, comma, lifting, comma, playing with children, comma, occasionally problems dressing herself, comma, housework, comma, sex, comma, and sleep are affected, period. New paragraph. Medications include a muscle relaxer for her neck as well as meloxicam, an anti-inflammatory, period. She is taking a nerve-blocking type medication, period. She is on allergy medicines, period. She takes medicine for bladder control and also medicine for her stomach, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes muscle relaxers, comma, meloxicam, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for allergies, comma, spastic bladder, comma, reflux, comma, and ulcers, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history denies. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient has never injured her neck of any significant nature in the past, period. She has not had headaches until this automobile accident, period. The headaches are much better, but she does have occasional headaches, occipital in nature, and a migraine type, period. She has not had an automobile accident before this one, period. After this one in 2021, she was T-boned, and the injuries did involve her neck and mid-back, period. The auto accident of 2021 did aggravate her neck injury from this 2019 accident, period. She's still getting treated with medication, period. She was still having a great deal of neck pain at the time of the automobile accident of 2021, period. The patient has not had work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph. Occupation, she is a stay-at-home mom, period. She has problems lifting and playing with her children, period. New paragraph. On review of medical records, pertinent studies, MRI of the cervical spine done at Parkview, August 19th, 2019, showed minimal disc protrusions at C3-4 and C4-5, period. Also hemangioma in the C4 vertebral body, period. Parkview First Care Walk-In Clinic, July 22nd, 2019. Patient reports she was a restrained driver in a rear impact MVA last night. The patient was seen at Parkview ER. The patient was sent to Parkview Huntington ER for further evaluation with a complaint of posterior head and neck pain, nausea, blurred vision, status post-MVA last night, period. Emergency room records, Parkview, July 25th, 2019. Complaints of headache times four days, was in an MVA on Sunday. Went to WIC, that's WIC, W-I-C, 2 days ago, period. Complaining of having headaches for the last 4 days. Also, left side of neck was hurting her, including the left trapezius muscle of the shoulder area, period. On physical examination, there were abnormalities in the neck with mild discomfort on the left side of the neck and also the left trapezius area, period. They did a CT of the head showing no acute abnormalities and a CT of the cervical spine showing no acute cervical spine fracture, period. Nonspecific lucent lesion in the C4 vertebral body, period. Advised follow-up with PCP. Diagnosis was motor vehicle collision 5 days ago. Initial encounter, diagnosis of cervicalgia, that's C-E-R-V-I-C-A-L-G-I-A, with an abnormal CT scan. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and that she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 21st, 2019, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Number two, cephalgia improved. Number three, cervical radiculopathy with herniated nucleus pulposus, C3-4 and C4-5, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of July 21st, 2019, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 15% whole body impairment, period. New paragraph. I'm sorry, forget new paragraph. Also, as the patient ages, she will be more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need the continued use of over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesic medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by some additional cervical spine injections at an estimated cost of $3,500, period. A 10 unit at a cost of $500 would be helpful, period. I do feel that ultimately the patient will need surgical intervention for the two herniated discs at two levels at an estimated cost of $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, anesthesia, physician, and post-op physical therapy expenses, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I reviewed the patient's medical records and taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO End of Dictation.